Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. This is, again, Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. Our theme for this year is Take Another Look 2020, our series that we are embarking upon at this particular time in this season is No Other Gods, and our topic for today is Remember, Return, Reignite. Remember, Return, Reignite. I praise God for each and every one of you joining me today. Thank you for being here for this installment. I praise God, like I said, for each and every one of you being with me. As you know, and as I have said before, that the Lord has written within his living word, amen, everything that we need for life and godliness. He has left nothing to chance. He has provided all things, amen, for us. Not only for our lives, amen, here on earth, but he has set everything up for us in eternity as well. He has made it so that our transition into eternity would be wondrous. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord wants our lives to be joyous. He wants them to be carefree. And if we rely solely on him, they will be. And it's not that we won't have any trouble, but if we go through the trouble with him, glory to God, in the end, we will be victorious. I mean, everybody goes through trouble. We see the conditions in the earth. We're in the world. We're in the midst of a pandemic. The world is in a crisis. The entire globe is in a crisis right now, and we need Jesus like never before. Amen. And not everyone has the frame of mind to call on the name of the Lord. And that is a very sad thing, especially in this hour. Amen. Because the Lord has the remedy. Amen. He has the remedy, not only for the coronavirus, but he has the remedy for the condition of mankind. Amen. Remember, return, reignite is our subject for today. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your spirit. We thank you and the living God. We thank you, Lord, that we know and we recognize and we acknowledge that there is no other God. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. No matter what men say, no matter how charismatic they may be, there is no other name among men whereby we must be saved. We recognize, we know that Jesus is the only way. We know that you are, oh God. We know that you are the only way. And we honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, and we acknowledge you with every fiber of our being, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because in my life you have been a hero. Oh, Lord God, I can look back over my life and see the ways that you have rescued me from myself, and I honor you, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, because I do remember I did return. Oh, Lord God, and you are reigniting me, holly, in every way, Lord God, in your will and in your way. I thank you, Lord God, for the mantra that you've given me for this season, Lord God, that I will share with the people. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask for a blessing for each and every household and all those that will listen to this now and those that are listening right now, Lord, and those that will listen to the archives. Lord God, I pray a blessing over their house. I pray, Lord God, I pray for clarity, Lord God, in their spirits, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you ignite a fire down in their souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you visit their houses, Lord God, that you visit them, Lord God, that you give them an experience that nobody, nowhere, no demon in hell could take away from them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move every obstacle, destroy every yoke of the enemy right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and cause, oh God, a great awakening, Lord God, not only among your people, but Lord God, among those that have never known you, those that have denied you, those that have denied your existence, but cause their eyes to be opened in this hour, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, 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 amen. I do not expect, glory to God, to be before you very long. I had some thoughts, amen, and I just wanted to express them, amen, in your presence and in the presence of God Almighty. And the Lord gave me thoughts. I actually was dreaming about it. Remember, return, reignite. Those were the words I received in a dream, and it even began to come together in the dream, and I wrote them down when I woke up, and I started to look up scriptures that went with the words that I received, and I wanted to give them to you so that you can go back and consider the word of God and consider the words that I am going to give you tonight. This morning, for some of you, this actually is the wee hours of the morning in the United States. Amen. It is early morning here. Amen. That we are acknowledging the Lord, and maybe even afternoon some places in the world. Glory to God. I honor you wherever you are on the earth. I praise God for you. Amen. We are looking, amen, to get a greater understanding of who we are and who God is. Amen. I am praying, amen, that the Lord would give each and every one of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to the knowledge of him and the hope of his calling. That same prayer that Paul prayed over the Ephesians, I pray over each and every one of us, that there be an awakening like there's never been on the face of this planet, that the Lord awaken us in this hour, even those in the household of faith that are already on fire for him, that there be such an awakening like there's never been noted, such a shaking in the spirit in each and every one of us. That is my prayer, glory to God, that is such an awakening, even those that denied that he was the Christ, even those that denied his existence would come awake because of the shaking of in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Let's get to it. Hallelujah. Remember. Let's start with remember. Remember. Amen. I'm going to give you some thoughts, glory to God, and some scriptures that I want you to take back. Amen. In your time of leisure, in your time with the Lord, it is time for us to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. This is no time for us to just take the words that the preacher says and go home and just go about our business and do our thing. It's time for each and every one of us to have our time in the presence of the Lord. So it's time for you to open up your Bibles, open up the Word yourself, and read it. Read what the Word of God has to say about you. You need to know for yourself. Scripture tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We have to work this out for ourselves because we are going to stand in the presence of the Lord individually. You're not going to stand there with your pastor. You're not going to stand there with your mother or your grandmother or with your best friend. You won't stand there with your spouse or with your children. You will stand there, you and the Lord. Glory to God. We must understand. We must know. Hallelujah. And we must remember, return, and reignite. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, return, and reignite. Remember, glory to God. The Lord is our creator, and we were created to be in right relationship with him. Genesis 2:19, Genesis 3 and 8, 1 John 4 and 7, Psalm 91, Isaiah 30 and 1. Remember, this is going to go kind of quickly. Remember, he loves us with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31 and 3. Remember, he is a jealous God and will have no other gods before him. He demands exclusivity. You cannot worship another God. He's a jealous God, Exodus 34 and 14. Remember, it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10 and 31. One translation says it's a terrifying thing. Another says a dreadful thing. The King James Version says it's a fearful thing. Remember, hell is not fictional. It's not a fictional place. It was created by God for Lucifer and his cohorts, the fallen angels, and also for the children of disobedience. See Isaiah 5 and 14. Matthew 13 and 42, Matthew 8 and 12, Luke 16, 19 through 31, Matthew 10 and 28, Revelation 20 and verse 10, Matthew 25 and 41, 2 Peter 2 and 4, Daniel 12 and 2, John 3 and 36. Yes, that's a lot. Remember your love for God, or fall in love with him for the first time. Revelations 2:1-7. Ephesus was told they had left their first love. Glory to God. They had left their first love, the Lord. This serves as a reminder to us today. Remember when you first believed, the excitement, the love that you had for the love. He can stir that pure heart up in you again. Remember these things. Look at these scriptures. It's important. Remember, return and reignite. Remember these things. Remember the Lord is your creator and you were created to be in right relationship with him. Remember that he loves you with an everlasting love. Remember that he is a jealous God and he demands exclusivity. Remember, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember, hell is not fictional, and you could end up there with the children of disobedience if you do not obey the law, if you do not obey the will of the Lord and escape, amen, these things. He's showing us how, amen, he has given us the blessing of himself. Remember, amen, remember your first love. And remember, the Lord can stir up your pure heart again and return. Come back. The prodigal son, being self-willed and independent, feeling as if he didn't need to be under his father any longer, asked for his inheritance and went off on his own. He used up his wealth unwisely and came into hard times and ended up in a crisis, working in a pig pen just to get by. And when he had reached, glory to God, and when he had reached the worst, had gotten to the lowest point of his entire existence, he had an aha moment and came to himself finally and realized that even going back to his father as a servant would be better than living in the meager existence and the awful way that he was living then. So he went back home, and his father received him as royalty, even though he came back to live as a servant. Luke 15:11-32, return, the Lord will receive us just as he did the prodigal son. Jesus, amen, spoke those words, return. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Amen. Change your mind. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But sorrow of the world produces death. The New Living Translation says it this way: for the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. No regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death because there's no change. We don't change. Glory to God. Worldly sorrow does not result in a change, because when we change our mind, we also change our behavior and we actually turn to God. So our godly sorrow produces repentance, and repentance is a change of mind that actually leads to salvation, because we change our mind and we change our behavior and we turn to the presence of God and allow him to lead us and to guide us and to wash us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. Change your confession. Romans 10:9-10 says, confess not, it lets us know to confess not only with your mouth, but in your heart of hearts. Confess, change your mind, change your confession, change your life. Hallelujah. Remember, glory to God, return and reignite. Reignite, hallelujah. In order to reignite, we need power. In order to get that power, it comes only from a refreshing in the Holy Ghost and fire, just like they received in the book of Acts when Jesus told them to wait, to be endued with power from on high, because that power only comes from the Spirit of God, and we only receive that power to live right, that power to love, that power to do the things that the Lord has given us to do, that power to be a to be that he has called for us to be. We only receive that power through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts 2:2-4. Amen. We see where they received the Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. In Acts 2:4, Acts 10:44-46, Acts 19:1-7, Acts 1:8, where the Lord told them, amen, to wait in Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. And when they received the Holy Ghost, they would receive power to be witnesses of him. Amen. We can't do anything without the power of God. Amen. That Holy Ghost power that they received on that day was the seal that we need to be saved. It is what enables us to be recognized as a child of God. It is that seal that the Lord looks down for. He looks for that seal of his power upon each and every one of us. Remember, return, and be reignited with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Each and every one of us needs to remember, return to your first love and be reignited in the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that the Lord can use you in this last and evil day. There are so many that are crying out, so many that don't know the way. They need a preacher. They need somebody that's sealed with the Holy Ghost and fire to give them the word, to show them the way, to show them who Jesus is. They didn't understand the words that were spoken to them in the past. So they need somebody to come, amen, with the translation. They need somebody to come who has the oracle of God in their mouth. They need somebody to speak to their circumstance. They need somebody to speak into their heart. They need somebody to speak into their mind. They need the Holy Ghost to reign, to move in this hour. Glory to God. What we need. We need to be reignited with power in this hour. Glory to God. Remember, return and reignite. Glory to God, glory to God, amen, and then stay ignited, stay on fire, glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in every circumstance for this and all things, hallelujah, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And glory to God, this is our communication with God. And it is reciprocal because the Holy Ghost speaks to us. He gives us directions. He tells us where to go and not to go. He tells us what to do and not to do. He gives us instruction in all things. Hallelujah. He will show us the way when there's danger before us. He will show us. Glory to God. When he wants us to move to another city, to another continent, he will show us. If there's a person on the next corner that needs him, he will show us. If you are the one, hallelujah, that he wants to speak to them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Glory to God. The Lord will give us wisdom and understanding by his Spirit. By his Spirit. But truly wisdom, it cries out in the streets. It's crying in the streets. And so many voices that are crying. And all of them are not wisdom, but wisdom is crying also. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the discerner of those voices. And the Holy Ghost recognizes. Amen. What voices are good and what voices are evil? And the Lord will show us. Return, remember, and reignite and stay ignited. Pray without ceasing so the Lord can direct us, so that he can give us understanding of those things that we don't understand. So many things that are happening right now in this hour, in the midst of this global crisis. So many conspiracy theories that we have heard, but the Lord sees and he knows it all. He has the answer, and he already knows what the devil had was plotting against us all. He knows that the enemy, amen, wants to sift each and every one of us as wheat. But the Lord, amen, upholds us, amen, and we are victorious in Jesus Christ. We are victorious. We are the, amen, we are the victors. We are the victors in Jesus Christ, amen. As a matter of fact, amen, we are, glory to God, protected by him. Glory, we are protected. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He protects us, amen. He is our covering. Glory to God. Those that are outside of the ark of safety, amen, those that are outside of the covering of the Holy Ghost, they are not safe. Glory to God. That is another reason for the importance of being filled with the Spirit of God. God himself, amen, comes to us and abides in us. God himself abides in us. If you have not received the Spirit of God, amen, in you, amen. Go back, glory to God, to chapter Acts. In the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, amen, when they had come together on that day for the Feast of Weeks, amen, and Pentecost is coming up very quickly in this month. As a matter of fact, I believe it's on the 28th of this month. It is exactly 50 days from Passover. Amen. They were celebrating the Feast of Weeks, and they were to go, amen, to their nations of origin. And there were many of different lands, of different languages that were in Jerusalem on that day, because that was the place of their birth. And they were there to celebrate the Feast of Weeks. Glory to God. And the Lord had sent his disciples to the upper room to wait. Remember, I told you they were there to wait, to be endued with power from on high, because the Lord commanded that they do so. Amen. And they being obedient to the Spirit of God, they being obedient to Jesus, being disciples of the Lord God, and recognizing that he is the Messiah, they did wait. Glory to God. They went there, 120 of them, and they were there with one accord. They had the same mind. Amen. They recognized we are here to wait. Amen. For the Spirit of God. Amen. We're waiting for God. We're waiting for Jesus to move however he's going to move. Amen. And they came together, and I'm sure they were praising God. They were just waiting for Jesus to move however that he was going to move. And scripture lets us know, amen, that the Spirit of God moved upon them in that hour. Amen. And that tongues began to sit on each and every one of them. And they began to speak in tongues. Glory to God, as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, and they spoke in tongues. They spoke in tongues in different languages they had never learned. They began to speak as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. This was a supernatural happening that happened on that day. And they began to speak glory to God. And the people that were there for the festival heard them speaking in their own native tongues. And they wondered what was happening up there in that upper room, because they realized that those were Galileans that were up in that room. And those men and women that were in that room, those were men and women that were not educated. They could not have gone to school to learn those languages. How is it that they could possibly be speaking in our native tongues? But you see, the Spirit of the Lord had taken over their tongue, and the Lord God himself had entered into their bodies, and they became temples of the Holy Ghost on that day. Glory to God. And the Spirit of the Lord began to speak out of their mouths the tongues of those that were in and at that festival on that day. And that is the very same experience that the Lord wants you to have. The scripture also lets us know there are tongues, amen, that are terrestrial or earthly, where just like the Lord allowed them to speak in the tongues that those people in the festival could hear. But there's also celestial tongues or heavenly tongues where that you're only speaking to God and you won't understand the language, and neither will anyone else. And that is fine, because you will be speaking to God. So whether the Lord gives you, amen, a tongue that someone else will understand fluently, glory to God, or whether he gives you a tongue that he will understand fluently, that is totally up to God himself. What is important for you is that you be filled with the presence of God himself, that you be filled with the presence of Jesus. You know, the Lord had promised, Jesus had promised them that he would not leave them comfortless. He told them before he left that he had to go away, first of all, and he told them he wouldn't leave them comfortless, that he would send them a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he did just that. Amen. What he did, hallelujah, was he made his president. Say glory to God. Amen. He made his abode, amen, in each and every one of us. And he wants to do the same for you. Amen. On that day, amen, when those men of Jerusalem heard them, amen, they even accused them of being drunk. But Peter rose up among them, and he began to preach. The first message he had ever preached in his life, he rose up and preached on that day after he had received the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. He preached, and at the end, amen, of his preaching, he preached Jesus, by the way. Glory to God. Read it for yourself in Acts chapter 2. He preached Jesus, and after he had preached, amen, the hearts of those men in Jerusalem was pricked. Glory to God. Their hearts were pricked. Remember, a godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. That's what happened to their hearts on that day. Amen. And they asked him, men and brother, what shall we do to be saved? Glory to God. And Peter let them know that they had to repent. Remember, godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because it is for you and your children. And glory to God. Amen. And the scriptures that I gave you in Acts, amen, let you know that not only was it for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. Because in Acts chapter 10, the first Gentile, Cornelius and his household, also received the gift of the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Before Peter could even finish preaching the word to them, they began to speak. Before he could offer them baptism, they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. If you have not received the Holy Ghost yet yourself, glory to God. Amen. This is your roadmap. Amen. The Lord, the Word of God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. You can right there in your house. You do not have to wait to be in church. You can receive the Holy Ghost right there in your living room, in your bedroom, in a chair. You can do it in a, it doesn't matter where you are. If you are in your car, you can read the power of God right where you are, because God is there. Wherever God is, you can receive him. Wherever he is, you can receive him. Just begin to call on the name of Jesus. Begin to repent, glory, to change your mind, to be godly sorrow. Amen. Let him know, Lord, I am sorry. I didn't understand that the things that I did, the things that I was doing, was sinful. Or maybe you did understand. Just begin to talk to the Lord about all those things. Begin to talk to him. Have a conversation. That's what prayer is a conversation with the Lord. And let me tell you, from this hour, even after you begin to talk to the Lord, and as he changes your language into one that you don't recognize, just keep talking and keep speaking and just keep going and let God change you. And you'll begin to feel his presence welling up out of your belly. Just keep going and let him move however he wants to move. Just keep going. Glory to God. And every day experience God in like manner. Just keep praying in his presence. Amen. In your spirit language, hallelujah. In unknown tongues, hallelujah. Just keep praying in his presence. Pray without ceasing, and as it says in 1 Thessalonians, amen. And Ephesians, it tells us to pray, amen, with all prayer. Glory to God. Pray in our natural tongue and in our spiritual tongues. Pray, 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 pray. Glory to God. We need the Lord, and he will direct you. Glory to God. He will change your life. He will change your perception. Glory to God. He will change everything. Hallelujah. Remember, return, and reignite. Hallelujah. For some of you, ignite. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will do it. He'll do it, and he'll do it again. Hallelujah. 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 We praise God. I praise God for you. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, follow them. Fill them up, Lord God. Fill them with your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your power, God. Fill them with your power in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your glory and with your might. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless you, each and every one of you. Glory to God. Amen. For the rest of this month, I will be coming back each day. Amen. Showing up for daily. Amen. We're just going to come for a very short time. Amen. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Just showing up. Amen, with a passage of praise, amen, a prayer starter, a fire starter, amen, to get you started, amen, in your prayer for each day, amen. We're talking about praying without ceasing and staying in the presence of God and igniting the fire down in our soul, amen, to stay on fire with the Lord, to stay on fire, to stay on fire, to stay ignited. Glory to God. Today's session, amen. Remember, return, and reignite. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.